Welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. On Wednesday, the D-backs took 2 out of 3 from the St. Louis Cardinals. They claimed a series victory over St. Louis and clinched a winning season with their 9-7 win. And Nick Ahmed, one of the stars for the D-backs in that 7-run six.
How did you play 28 innings of baseball in 22 hours?
I got very little sleep, but God refreshed me. I felt good today. Obviously my legs were probably a little bit more tired than normal, but I felt fine and was ready to go.
You really sparked the rally with the opposite field double. Had a good series against St. Louis. What was the key in that at bat you felt like?
He was pounding me in with that hard fastball. I knew he had a good changeup. I just didn't want to cheat too much to the inside fastball, so I fouled a couple off. And he made a mistake with the changeup. I was able to hit it.
LoCastro hits the fielder's choice. What did you see on that play as you came up?
I was just going on contact. So, he hit it, got a good break, and slid in, and the throw was a little bit high. So, I was able to get in there, and then the rally came around. I think Leyva scored behind me, and LoCastro went all the way to third. So, that's what we do. We run the bases hard and take advantage of mistakes.
What can you say about this group? Even though you were eliminated, you guys played really hard against a really good team in this year.
We always do. We got guys throwing their bodies out there for the team, and it's fun. It's special. Not every team does that. We got a good group of guys here. We didn't get it done. Didn't get to the postseason, but we're still going to keep fighting and play our hardest.
Clinched a winning season today. Nick, thanks.
Right, thanks.
D-backs back at it tonight. Taylor Clark's going to make the start for the D-backs. He'll be opposed by San Diego lefty Eric Lauer. We'll talk to Torrey Lovello less about tonight's game and more about the offense this season coming up in just a little bit. But Fridays, we've tended to hear from D-backs top prospects. Today, we're going to talk to four of the D-backs rookies about some of what they learned this season. Well, usually on Fridays, we hear from one of the D-backs top prospects. Today, we're talking to four of the D-backs rookies about what they learned this season and how they can apply some changes for 2020. We start with Merrill Kelly.
Obviously, you were a pro in Korea, but this is new. So what was the biggest thing you learned about yourself or learned about being a big league pitcher this year?
Honestly, I think the thing that jumps out to me the most is how fast the season moves up here. Even though I've pitched professionally, like you said, for a while, I don't think there's been any league like AAA, Korea. There hasn't been a season so far that just not only the season but the day-to-day moves as fast as it does up here. There's no time to kind of sit back and take a deep breath. It's once you're done with one game, you've got 4 days to prepare as much as you can on the hitters that you're facing the next game. And then when I was scuffling, obviously, unfortunately, that's usually when things start going a little faster than you would like. So they're towards the middle of the season, things are moving really fast. And I think going into next year, I'll know how to recognize that and be able to slow it down a little bit better.
What's the biggest thing you want to improve on? Like, as you start to build your plan for next year that you want to make an improvement with?
There's a couple things. Definitely being able to figure out those adjustments that I need to make and make them quicker. I think if I would have made those adjustments a little bit quicker this year, I could have been looking at a much different end result.
Alex Young came up and helped save the D-backs chances this season with his strong performance. We talked to him about this year, what he learned, and what he wants to take into 2020.
Probably the margin for error is a lot smaller. That's honestly probably one of the biggest things, being competitive on every pitch. Just because, if you make a mistake, these guys are going to capitalize on it. So that was one of the biggest things for me.
What would you say is the thing that's your main focus that you want to improve on for 2020?
Just being competitive, getting fastball command better, just driving towards home plate better. I've been going back and forth with relieving, starting, all that stuff. So kind of, getting all these innings under my belt up here as a starter. I don't know what's going to happen next year, so I'm just going to do what I do every year, go into the offseason, work hard and, do the things I need to do, lower half, all that stuff, and come back and compete, try to do better than I did this year. So,
Josh Rojas has played most every day for the D-backs since being acquired in the Zach Greinke trade and brought up from AAA Reno. He had plenty that he's learned this season as well.
Just the biggest adjustment, the adjustment process that comes with coming to the big leagues, especially when I came up, we were in a playoff race. Those were all big games that were must-win games. So, I've heard from other guys that come up in September that are kind of playing in meaningless games. It's easy to have success there. But coming up in games that matter and at-bats that matter and situations that really matter, that was definitely a learning process for me and how to handle those moments. And hopefully when those times come up next year, I'm more prepared than I was this year.
What are some of the things that you want to work on this winter to get better for 2020?
I mean, just consistency in how to approach big league at-bats. It's obviously a lot different than the minor leagues. I mean, everybody says, and I said it when I came up, it's the same game and you got to try to play the same game, but it's different than when you're actually trying to do it. So when you're up there facing big name guys with big name guys playing defense behind them, and you're trying to lock in on what your approach is at the dish, it can be kind of difficult, and I realized that firsthand this year. So I think this offseason, just try to prepare myself mentally for what it's going to be like next year when I have big at-bats against big-name guys and I got to produce.
And then there's Zach Gallen, acquired at the trade deadline from the Miami Marlins. He had his thoughts on this season.
I think the biggest thing more so is just, you know, being around some of these veteran guys, seeing how they show up every day, they're prepared every day, you know. You get into the season, start, you know, you're not used to playing in September as a minor leaguer, and you know, you just see the work that those guys kind of put in and, you know, have themselves ready to play, even if, you know, they might be a little banged up or they're not feeling the greatest, they're still going out there and giving you what they got, you know, as a pitcher every 5 days, you know, as a pitcher player every day. So that's kind of the thing I've been just, you know, in the background kind of watching guys while they work.
What would you say is the biggest thing that you want to improve on going into 2020?
I think the biggest thing, you know, like I said in a lot of interviews, I felt like some outings were a little more inefficient than I would have liked them been. You know, I'd like to be out there 6, 7, 8, you know, hopefully 9 innings. But, yeah, there were some outings where I feel like I gave some innings away in terms of, you know, wasting pitches here or there or walking guys in spots where, you know, the walk probably wasn't the smartest thing. I think that's going to be the biggest thing going into next year is, you know, trying to throw as many innings as I can. And to do that, you can't really give away at-bats and innings, stuff like that.
Four of the D-backs rookies weighing in on their 2019 season and what they look for in 2020. Continue our BP show coverage before the D-backs take on the Padres next on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
Right, over the next 3 days, we're going to talk to Torey Lovello about this season. We'll audit it with him. We'll talk Sunday about how he feels about his performance and what he feels like he can improve in. Tomorrow, the pitching. Today, the offense in the crosshairs.
Well, Torey, we've reached the last weekend of the year. I think it's fitting we look back and take a look at some of the things that you want to see improve for 2020. Let's start with the offense. What did you learn about this group, first and foremost, this year?
Yeah, individually, it was a pretty talented group. And you can look up at some of the numbers, and they aren't by accident. It's the end of the season, and they all have had tremendous years. And you can start one by one. I can, you know, from top to the bottom, we know who they are. So I can't necessarily be too critical of what happened on an individual basis. I just feel like that there were sometimes points during the season when that offense went south and we couldn't find a way to do the little things and do them well enough to win a baseball game that you don't necessarily have to score 10 runs in. And, you know, that's on all of us here. We got to find out about the approach on that particular day, how to make adjustments a little bit faster, turn the page, and get ready for the next day if it doesn't go so well.
All right. So as you start to prepare for 2020, what are some of the things outside of that preparation and making the adjustments day to day that you want to see either change or improved upon as a group?
Well, you know, once again, I can't be overly critical of it because we have had a tremendous year. You look at it, the runs that we've scored. I mean, we scored a ton more runs than we did last year. We had some goals that we set out from the start of the season till right now, and we've accomplished a lot of those goals. But we're not playing into October. And I think, first and foremost, all good teams are able to make quality adjustments and have a very consistent approach night by night without coming off of that. And that's one of the things that I'm going to make a point of emphasis this offseason and talking with hitting coaches. And these are things that we've talked about all year long, so it's not going to be anything that's totally foreign to them. On that particular day when you're facing a really good pitcher, a number one, or on that day where you're not facing a number one and you can't really put something together, how are we going to find our process? How are we going to find our routine that's going to allow us to go out there and fundamentally execute the right game plan to go out and score some runs?
Well, I would have to think that comes with consistency, too, is necessary, right? Because despite the fact that the run score total went up, I think the number of games that were 0-3 runs were pretty similar to where it was last year. So are there certain things that you need as a group in order to be better in that regard? Do you need better on-base guys? Do you need to find guys that strike out less? Like, do you need, what do you look at in terms of personnel to be able to try and make that difference?
Well, you know, the reason why I answered the question the way I did is exactly what the information you just gave me, is that, you know, three runs or less, we happen to do that a lot this year. And when you're as offensively talented as we are, as I mentioned early on, individually, these guys had some huge years. It leaves you scratching your head as to why that happened on that particular day. Maybe that pitcher felt it, and I've always maintained that when a major league pitcher feels it on that day, it could be a long day for the offense. But I'm not going to settle for that answer anymore. I'm not going to be able to say that because of what I was spoiled by inside of that room. That room told me that we can handle anybody at any time on any given night. And I think it's mostly the approach. I think it's being able to identify what's happening, get that sight line, know how you have to counterpunch, and be able to handle balls in different areas. We all want to do damage. I get that. And damage is good. It equals crooked numbers. But we got to be able to beat you a different way. We need to be able to get somebody on base. We need to put that bat down, let the next guy do it. If not, maybe hit the ball the other way, give up something when you're at bat, and really focus on the approach to get through that night.
I know we've talked a lot about Ketel Marte, who had an MVP caliber season. We've seen the numbers from Eduardo Escobar. We've seen the numbers of Carson Kelly, Nick Ahmed. Is there somebody in the group, whether it's one of those guys or somebody else, that stands out, who you go, man, the leap that they've made from March to now is really impressive?
Well, Ketel is easily the one that stands out for me. Ketel last year, he started trending as a very positive left-handed hitter towards the end of last year. We felt like he could take it to the next level, but he had an off season where he went back to the drawing board, and he and Darnell Coles ended up working out some things in spring training, and it really pushed him into what type of year he had. So it's a work ethic and dedication and trusting what the information was that he was getting from his hitting coaches that he's applying. But you look at Carson Kelly, you look at Eduardo Escobar, those aren't years that you can predict, especially in Eduardo's case. You know, it's 35 plus home runs, you know, well over 100 RBIs. It's just, you know, that's an elite year. That's an MVP type of year as well. And then Carson Kelly, with the development and growth that he's had, has been tremendous. So any one of those guys, I feel like, can do something special. But, you know, you look at Christian Walker, I feel like he's another guy that's on board. Somebody that has a chance to have some huge gains for me would be Jake Lamb. I think Jake Lamb had a down year offensively. I think next year could be a totally different story.
All right, Skip, there.
Thanks so much.
Torrey Lovello, D-backs managers. D-backs taking on the San Diego Padres tonight. BP show at 6. First pitch 6:40 on the D-backs network. And we'll talk to you tomorrow with more early BP.